Watch, Tim Walz appears to fantasize about President Trump's demise. There will be news sometime. By Hannah Knudsen on September 2, 2025. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., the former running mate of failed presidential candidate and former Vice President Kamala Harris, appeared to fantasize about President Donald Trump's demise over the weekend. Clips have surfaced of remarks Walz made over the weekend at a Labor Day picnic in Duluth, Minnesota. You get up in the morning and doom scroll through things and, although I will say this, the last few days you woke up thinking there might be news, he said to laughter from the crowd. Just saying. There will be news sometime. Just so you know, there will be news, he added. Walz's remarks follow repeated establishment media speculation over the state of President Donald Trump's health over the last several days. A newfound obsession, as this was no concern from the establishment media throughout former President Joe Biden's 4 years in office about his health, despite his numerous falls and apparent cognitive decline. As many remember, Biden's cognitive decline was so undeniable in the end that Democrats ousted him as their elected candidate to run against Trump after a single debate. That aside, members of the establishment media pointed to Trump's lack of public appearances after his cabinet meeting last week. But Trump responded to a Truth Social post by DC Drano, which read, Joe Biden would go multiple days at a time without any public appearances and the media would say he's sharp and top of his game. Meanwhile, he was wearing diapers and napping. President Trump puts in more public work hours than any other POTUS in U.S. history, and media freaks out if he disappears for 24 hours, the post had continued. Comical double standard. Never felt better in my life, Trump said, responding to that post and adding, also D.C. is a crime-free zone. President DJT. Vice President J.D. Vance has described Trump as being in incredibly good health with amazing energy. And all that aside, Trump was spotted over the weekend headed to his golf course in Virginia, to the dismay of rabid leftists. The speculation follows the White House confirming in July that Trump has been diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt described it as a benign and common condition, especially in individuals over the age of 70.